Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, it finally happened. It finally happened. Can you hear the relief in my voice? It is September 28th, the day after, almost 3 years after, our daughter was trached so she could breathe and live. The trach came out yesterday, mid-afternoon, Children's Hospital, Cincinnati, fifth floor, complex airway unit, after our daughter had her scope of her lungs and her airway, everything came back great. I'm going to talk about that today, if it's okay, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's just give a praise report, man. Praise God, the power of the human body that's been built as a mechanism to heal itself. And, man, just a little bit of hope. Can I give you a little bit of hope? Maybe you're in a tough spot right now. Three phases, everybody's in one of them, either going into a crisis, in the middle of one, or coming out of a crisis. So today's show is completely dedicated to healing. As you can probably tell in my voice, man, I am flying high on cloud nine. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday is Saturday show. Great to have you with us. You can always connect with me on Instagram, Everyday is Saturday, Twitter, at Sam Crowley, Facebook, all over the place. Shoot me a message. Let me know you're listening to the show. And oh, by the way, on those platforms, my Instagram feed, Everyday is Saturday, you can see the video of my wife, Angela, actually removing Susan's trach for the first time in 3 years. She's now breathing without it. Just amazing, man. So check it out on Instagram. My personal Facebook page is wide open for you to view, to be inspired as well, facebook.com/Sam Crowley. I posted the video there as well. And of course, we'd always love to have you inside our Every Day is Saturday group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs on Facebook. Just find us there. We'll welcome you, open our arms, love you up, inspire you, and help you get going on your way to Saturday as well. So yesterday started around 7:30 a.m. We left for Children's, had to be there about 8:30. It's about 30 miles outside the city, but, you know, rush hour, traffic, everybody getting out of the corporate slave camp. Bank. Listen to the show from earlier in this week. What's the rush? Okay, I use that exact philosophy. I've been to Children's a million times in the last 3 years. I still programmed it into my GPS because I knew rush hour was bumper to bumper, crazy. Everybody going to the left, to the right, to the left. What's that? Tootsie Roll. And to take that Tootsie Roll and then imagine everybody going from the left, to the left, to the right, to the right on Interstate 71 downtown Cincinnati, weaving their cars all over the place just to try to make it five more feet in a minute faster. I punch in the address to Children's Hospital downtown. I've been there. I could get there blindfolded. Hey, it tells me it's going to take 46 minutes. Hey, hold on a second. It's a 30-minute drive. Yeah, well, at least I know I'm going to be there at 8:16, baby. No matter what I do, I'm getting there at 8:16. So guess what I didn't do? I didn't stress out, man. Had my wife and daughter in the back seat of the Crowley Roadster, and we made our way down there, arrived in style, parked in the handicap, put our handicap placard on the rearview mirror, got Susan out, and we went up to same-day surgery, checked us in. We had to wait and all that good stuff, all the thousand questions and the things that go on, last time you ate, medications, all that good stuff. Susan went into surgery. I say surgery because it is surgery. She has a scope done of her airway and her lungs. Takes about 45 minutes. She came out. Doctors met us. Now, every other time the doctors have met us in the consultative room, our doctor, Ben Skoder, and Dr. Dale Akon, our pulmonologist and our airway doctor, ENT, they've always, you know, said, hey, looks good. Things are looking a little better. Now, all the way up until February of this year, we're talking just 7 months ago, we were looking at airway reconstruction, meaning they would take a little splint, that's what you call it, from one of her bones and just shave a little bit off. And then they would put a shunt in her airway to widen it. You know, just like you would put a shunt in anything, a doorway, anything to widen it. and she would be in the hospital for a month or so. Very, very invasive surgery. But after our scope in February, they're like, hey, why don't we hold off on that for now? And then the scope in June was like, all right, we're going to do a capping trial where they cap the trach. I'm like, well, hold on a second, boss. I thought we were looking like dead square into a airway reconstruction. Like, no, actually your airway is, wait for it, miraculously healing and widening. Praise God, man. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Come on now. Everyone, nobody believes in miracles till they need one. Write that one down. Nobody believes in a miracle till they need one. I believe in miracles every day. I believe you're a miracle. I believe everything. I believe the fact that you breathe in and breathe out is a miracle. I believe that we can recreate, procreate, and I mean, all of it is miracles, man. Don't even get me started. That's a whole other podcast, the power of a miracle. So today they walk in and our ENT doctor said, well, get those babysitters ready. We're like, oh my, they know exactly what our older daughters, that's our babies. They can never babysit because we can't leave Susan with someone who doesn't have experience in dealing with a trach baby in case the trach comes out or, you know, when she was needed to be suctioned on a ventilator, all that stuff. He goes, get those babysitters ready. And we're like, oh my God, you could just feel 3 years of stress come right off our shoulders. And we're like, almost damn near started crying right there, but we kept it together. We're just so giddy. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't even know. News, you've won the lottery. I don't know. I don't know what to equate it to, because I've never really felt that much euphoria that our daughter is finally going to have this trach out. So they wheeled her up to the complex airway unit after she came out of anesthesia, which is always nice. Having a three-year-old come out of anesthesia is a real treat because they're always so happy. That's sarcasm. So we got her calmed down and waited about an hour, then wheeled her up the complex airway, and then it happened. That video that you can watch on social media of it happening was exactly what happened. Very simple. My wife just told Susan, hey, we're going to change out your trach, which we do every 2 weeks, but instead of changing it out, we took it out, left it out, and there's a hole there in her trachea. And check this out. That heals on its own. There's no skin graft needed. That's the power of the human body and its ability to heal itself. Just that open wound now, I'll call it a wound, the open hole in her throat just closes up in a couple of weeks. And guess who's off to Disney World? That's right, middle of November, Crowley family trip. Susan will be able to go in water. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's just so unbelievable. Like, I put this post on my page last night. This is it? It's over, right? This is it. Just like that, in one fell swoop, no more suction machine, done. No more pulse ox monitor, that nasty-ass alarm that goes off that prevented my wife and I from getting any more than 2 hours of continuous sleep a night for the past 3 years. That's gone. No more alarms. We don't have to monitor anymore. She's healed. All that's gone. No more going down a random aisle in Target where there isn't anybody just so we can suction Susan out of the way so people don't look at it like it's a big freak show. No more parents looking at our daughter in Kroger and pulling their own child closer to them because they think that possibly Susan's trach is contagious somehow, like their kid will get a trach if they get too close to her. All the weird looks and stuff like that. All that's gone. No more. It's over. And a new chapter begins in our life, the post-trach chapter. I mean, we'll be putting her on the bus. Well, no, you ain't putting her on a bus. This kid ain't never taking a bus. Come on. My wife will be driving her in a limo to school. Are you kidding me? Driving her to kindergarten, first grade. Now, it all just starts at 3 years old instead of starting at birth where we have a normal child. She still has a G-tube. She's still fed through a G-tube. But the trach's out, man. The healing has begun. The healing of her stoma. The healing of her body. The healing of our family. The healing of our finances. All of that was a temporary pass through the valley on our way to the mountaintop, man. And I say all of this to encourage you that you're going to go through a crisis. You're not going to avoid it. Don't try to. I mean, we can all try to avoid it, but it's going to happen. Just understand you're passing through, man. This was a three-year pass through in the valley on the way to the mountaintop. So I say all of this to encourage you that don't get discouraged. Life is the symphony. It's the low notes, the clashing of the cymbals combined with the happy high notes. And man, I would love to see you in Atlanta. And yes, I am going to pivot to my event because that's how much I want you to get some of this. All right. I want you to get to Atlanta. Just go to MomentumClub, mymomentumclub.com. If you don't want to join Momentum Club, but you still want to go to Atlanta, I'm going to put a page up there as well, samcrowley.live. As a matter of fact, it's there. Just go to samcrowley.live. Just get your general admission ticket, $97, and meet me in Atlanta, October 27th, 28th. Samcrowley.live. Just go to Atlanta. And if you want to be a Momentum Club member, you can go for $47 a month as the membership, and you can go to Atlanta on me. Tickets are free, okay? As well as all the other great stuff you get. So check it out, mymomentumclub.com, or get to Atlanta, samcrowley.live. Would love to share all of this with you and more. It's a 5M theme. We're going to be promoting the 5M. Give you a little feel for that. It's mindset, momentum, marketing, masterclass, monetize. So those five things we're going to be really harping on at the Alive event, teaching you all about the 5M method that I've created. I want to share it with you in Atlanta, okay? So that's it, man. Praise God in all his glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins so that you may be forgiven. And God healed my daughter, yes, through the power of prayer from people all throughout Australia, Asia, Europe, North, South America, my hometown of Bradford, PA, my adopted hometown of Loveland, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, everybody that I've ever met anywhere, those of you that I've never met, but I know you're praying for me. God, it's amazing. I mean, Jesus, it's just so unbelievable that now we get to move on in a chapter of our life and be a family again, man. And wow, I don't even know what else to say. I don't know what to say. I'm holding a microphone, and for the first time, I'm going to break down, man. I'm going to freaking lose it on my podcast. I'm going to be a blubbering fool, and I hope you'll forgive me, man. I hope that you forgive me for being a blubbering idiot right now, but I hope also that you're inspired, that you take from this message that, hey, man, here's a guy, he's just like me, everyday dude, lives in Ohio, not trying to be anything I'm not, not trying to be a poser, not trying to say I'm a multimillionaire, not trying to say that I got all the answers. All I'm trying to do is just take one seed of hope, plant it inside of you, and let that flourish, and let that be your harvest. All right, why don't we just end it with that? Sam Crowley, you know what to do. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.